I'm Sandy Tuxford again. You join me backstage in the News Quiz production office. Well, actually, we're in the stationery cupboard because everywhere else was too noisy. Let me just open the door and you can hear.
Do it again. It's still not funny.
Yeah. So, anyway, welcome to this week's News Quiz Extra. Here on Radio 4 Extra, because it's, you know, extra, we like to give you a bit extra. It's like something on the side, like another scoop of ice cream or you know, an affair. Basically, it's that little bit more that you didn't ask for. We are, if you like, the radio version of Nick Clegg. Coming up, we've got a look behind the scenes of the show, which, you know, won't take long because it's not a big place. I'll be having a chat with Jack D, and Jeremy Hardy will be joining me to have a look back at the show in years gone by. Now, as the News Quiz is only half an hour long, each week we have to edit bits out. Sometimes, you know, we haven't got time for them, or quite often it's just, well, it's simply filthy. So, first up, here's a bit that you won't have heard on this week's episode.
Fred, who has had enough of youngsters getting wired and emotional?
It's you lot in England. There's a wee place in Hampshire, I believe, called Whitchurch, which in Scotland is a question. In Belfast is a leading question. They've been getting off their faces on fizzy drinks. Yeah. And they've come up with this genius idea of stopping them by refusing to sell them fizzy drinks on a Friday. And the kids are so thick that they're going to say, well, that's us. They're knackered. Yeah. Have you thought about buying it on a Thursday? Don't be ludicrous. They go off. The drinks have got caffeine in them. And, you know, it's a slippery slope. I, as a youngster, had a terrible period of my life where we used to get off our faces on tea. Rampaging around the streets of Scotland.
I'd never let my children drink those energy drinks. I mean, I can't imagine how that would react with the sedatives.
Well, this place, Whitchurch, is in Hampshire. This is very close to where I grew up. And frankly, if you can stay awake long enough to drink a whole can of Coca-Cola, you deserve it. And you'd probably be diagnosed as hyperactive anyway.
This is only going to drive caffeine underground, isn't it?
Wait, you mentioned Buckfast. I mean, that is a wine fortified with caffeine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the caffeine that gets you.
But it's all done very quickly. I mean, it's high-speed vandalism.
I had one thimbleful on this programme once, and I was incapable of speech. Even simple words left me.
I remember listening to that one and thinking, why wasn't I invited on this one?
We are going to do a news quiz one day where everyone has to take a different drug. I'm going to take Ritalin. And Susan is going to take heroin. Harriet is going to have chamomile tea. Sandy's going to have amphetamine sulfate. What do you fancy, Fred?
Anything that's going, you know me.
It's just stupid. The most that happens to me when I have too much coffee in the morning is I get frustrated at old ladies in shops. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I commit a killing spree. I just kind of go, hurry up, I need bread, I need pasta.
Turn into a goblin.
Do you know what I do when I put too much coffee? It's like, hello, where's the crackers? I turn into be Jimmy Cranky, that's what I turn into. I'm going to be doozy.
Police in Whitchurch, Hampshire, have asked shops to stop selling high-caffeine drinks to under-16s on Friday nights after residents complained of hyperactive and rowdy behaviour. One councillor wants police patrols to extend to Saturday nights after seeing at least 6 to 8 children sitting in the square, riding around on bikes and playing football. Certainly sounds like things have got completely out of hand. So that was one of the bits that we couldn't fit into this week's show. Here's another.
But clogs are good as well, because clogs cover... Because I've got really bad toenails, because I bite my toenails.
Oh, you must be very supple, my dear.
Well, I am, Jeremy.
Please tell me that's not true. It's bad enough I know you watch Jeremy Kyle.
Is Kyle a verb?
It should be.
I sit with my foot in my mouth quite a lot, and... What? It's fine. There's other people
How
in this audience...
How do you do that?
No, Dawn. Can we have that man ejected? The one that said, show us. Yeah. It wasn't the fact you said it, it was the way you said, show us.
Let's really tease the listeners. Go on, lick your bum again.
Did you know that it's not possible to lick your own elbow? It's a, go give it a go, and, Joe.
Unless you're that bloke in the film who had to cut his own arm off.
Just
to satisfy yourself, you could give the little elbow a lick before you go and look for help. Just, I had to cut my arm off, but the good news is I lick my elbow.
So can I just finish? I don't want people to think I was just telling you I could bite my own toenails.
Oh, no, I apologise, we lost interest.
It's because...
Just you've peaked, really, Susan. Once we know that you can do that, there's really nothing else you can do.
I'm hoping to get a Channel 5 programme over.
You could be a Channel 4 freak documentary, one of those heartwarming... The girl who could bite her own toenail. You know, like they have those programmes, a boy whose penis was a bottom and things like that.
Now, if you've been tuned in for the last half an hour or so, or if you've downloaded the podcast or heard the show on Radio 4, you'll know that this week's esteemed panel consists of Jack Dee, Susan Kalman, Fred McCauley, and, of course, can't get rid of him, the ever-present Jeremy Hardy. Before the show, I managed to grab one of this week's panellists in our dressing room. And after I'd finished with Jeremy and washed the blood off my hands, I had a quick chat with Jack Dee.
Have you read the papers?
I haven't. I tend to flick through things on the internet. In fact, I read a story today of a boy. He's written off his father's sports car, which is worth £275,000. Thankfully, he and his 19-year-old girlfriend were unhurt. The door of the car was found a mile away.
How
and
did he do
it? Police have launched an investigation to see whether he was speeding or not.
Do you remember your first appearance on the News Quiz?
Yes, I think I do. I remember with Linda Smith and Alan Corran and gentleman Simon Hoggart was doing it, wasn't it?
Were you nervous?
Yes, I'm usually quite nervous for things like News Quiz because you don't know what's going to come at you. You can't write stuff for it. It's not like you can have a list of jokes in front of your head. That's what I hate is when it comes around to you and then it's listen to this piece of music or something and then you know that you've got to start talking.
Yeah, that's always the scary bit.
About the subject and hopefully get a laugh within a couple of seconds.
But I'm looking after you.
You're looking after me, so it makes me more confident.
You mentioned Linda and Alan, because I had a sort of showbiz love affair with Alan Corran, his crazy version. Do you have a favourite that you think, I hope they're on?
I like Francis Wheen, his approach to it is extremely laid back. You almost think he's going to fall asleep, and then he comes up with something very funny. So
I always expect him to just give the answer, and then actually he says something very funny, and it isn't...
Really good, yeah.
That's why I love it, it kind of comes at you from the side, doesn't
it? Yeah, and, you know, if we didn't have radio shows, we probably wouldn't hear anything from people like that, because apparently we don't have the right attention span to see people like that on telly anymore.
At this point, my producer wants me to tell you that here in the News Quiz office there are piles of newspaper as far as the eye can see. You know, if she wasn't making me record this in the stationery cupboard, where in fact there are mainly envelopes, I would. Obviously we can't cover everything that's in the papers. It's an 8-week series, you'd get a bit bored talking about page 3 and the Nemi cartoon. Here's writer Gareth Gwynne explaining how the team decide which stories to cover in the programme.
What we have to do is pick 12 stories, and ideally stories that don't overlap. That's quite important because you don't want people talking about one story and then find they've accidentally answered a question that's coming up later in the show. By the end of the Wednesday, we know what half the show is going to be. And on the Thursday morning, we pick the other half. And that's the day that Sandy's with us.
Children are getting taller. How annoying is this?
And wider.
Taller and wider, blocking out the sun.
Yeah. They're getting closer.
That's what it is.
Cameron condemns councils using red tape to stop street parties for the royal wedding.
He's bunting us like everyone else.
Yeah.
Sandy script edits the show. She puts her own script together. We give her ideas and ways we can cover things and little gags, but she's the one who actually decides what's said and how it's said. But what the panellists say they come up with, we don't give them any help. What we really do is provide the backbone to the whole show, I suppose, the little bit of summing up that she does at the end of the question. We need to make sure that gives the correct answer, but in a funny way, and in a way that's not going to get anyone involved into trouble with the police.
Right, now, they say, you know, that you shouldn't dwell on the past, unless, of course, you're the person putting together the schedule for the TV channel, Dave. But here at the News Quiz Extra, we simply don't play by their rules. And earlier today, Jeremy and I sat down to discover which stories made it into the quiz this week in years gone by.
Right, in a shameless Hansi Cronje style thing to break the deadlock, I'll give a bonus point to anyone who can tell me who that was. It is a Hansi Cronje thing, isn't it?
I must say,
they just
Francis,
want money. They won't answer.
What a supply chairman! Yeah. It's quite bold to try and start tampering with the basic premise of the game.
Don't say anything. We'll lose a point. He's got that Irving look in his eye. Hasn't
he? Well, someone's got to put their nose ahead.
Well, you could get a point for telling us who that was.
That's a very good point. That was Billy Fury singing Run to My Lovin' Arms.
All right, ask me the question.
All right, why is the bedroom the best place to train for the marathon?
I don't know, but Rebecca's just written down sex before marathon. Yeah. Makes me think confectioners are getting very demanding these days. Is it to do with the London Snickers?
Yeah, London Marathon. This
Rebecca
knows.
You know, don't you?
Well, I think it's a report that, in fact, my father would be very interested in because he ran the marathon some years ago. And apparently, if you have sex the night before, I really wish I hadn't brought my father into this. Forget I mentioned my father. If you have sex before running a marathon, the night before running a marathon, apparently it can make you up to 14 minutes faster. However,
doing what?
If you have. If you have sex during the marathon, then clearly that can add on, you know.
I think
well,
sex
probably
instead
30
of the
seconds
marathon,
or something.
Really. It'd be better, wouldn't it? Sex instead of.
You run a faster marathon if you have sex the night before?
I don't know. Don't blame me. Apparently, yes.
Is that if you're itching or something?
It may affect the style of your running, but yeah, no, it does. Apparently, it speeds you up. So I'm told.
What is the point of the marathon? If people want to go running, why can't they go running in their own neighbourhood in their own time? Why do they have to turn up at the same time as everybody else who happens to? And they say, oh, I'm doing it for charity. You're not doing it for charity. You're doing it for yourself because you want people to like you. Because it happens that you are capable of running for a very, very long time, which I'm sorry to Rebecca's father, but it's a completely pointless thing to be able to do. It's just not needed to be able to run that far. If you were escaping from somebody, they'd have given up after 2 or 3 miles.
Rebecca, which year was it that your father ran the marathon?
Just the question.
Not last year?
No.
It's a bit bloody unfair if that's the question.
Jeremy, your question. What is your name?
A survey of last year's London Marathon runners showed many believed that sex improved their running performance. The evidence suggests that having sex does make you run faster, especially if your partner comes home to find you at it.
I was thinking you must be a bit noisy in the stables the night before the Grand National.
I didn't know Francis did chairing.
No. Mad Frankie Ween, I think, has chaired on a few occasions. There's been a few odd people who've chaired through history. No, I mean ones who've done brief stints, not old troopers like you, stagers.
But it was good to hear, Jeremy, because I always thought that you only ranted because you'd got old, and you haven't.
No.
Ranted forever.
When I was the youngest person who'd ever been on the news quiz, I think, when I first started. And I would have been in my early 30s, probably, or mid-30s.
Was that when it was on crystal sets?
Yes, it was the BBC Home Service. Mm. They didn't really have comedians in those days. They had mostly journalists. And I was a young turn from the variety circuit.
A Turk?
Yes, a young Turk turn. Francis is quite good in the chair. So, Sandy, shape up.
Yeah, I'm always ready. I've got my P45 ready.
Nobody is irreplaceable.
I know, thank God. Which means I meant to say to you, Jeremy.
They found someone younger and taller.
We found a young Turk.
Ah. Here's Mehmet.
So that's it for this week. If you enjoyed that, you've been listening to News Quiz Extra. And if not, it's been Thought for the Day with Richard Dawkins. Thank you to all my guests. And to conclude, here's a bonus cutting read by the newsreader's newsreader, Lady Charlotte Green.
Advice for marathon runners. A dehydrated runner will end up going nowhere fast. This can be the cumulative effect of drinking too little. A simple way to test if you're drinking enough is to check the colour of your urine. Please do this in private.
The News Quiz Extra was presented by Sandy Toksvig and featured Jeremy Hardy, Jack Dee, Susan Kalman and Fred McCauley. It was written by John Hunter and the producer was Lindsay Fenner.